let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. How a Nursing Home Works by Peter Busacca takes the reader through each department of a nursing home to show them the complexities of what goes on there to deliver quality care to the patient. Healthcare is the fastest growing sector of the economy, so a young person thinking of a career in healthcare could see what they're going to get into. A family member who has a loved one in a nursing home can learn more about the process, and someone who works in a nursing home can see what goes on in other departments. Peter has been a licensed nursing home administrator since 2003. He has a Bachelor of Arts in Natural Sciences and Mathematics, a Master's of Business Administration, an Advanced Certificate in Health Administration, a licensed nursing home administrator in the state of New York. Peter Busacca, author of How a Nursing Home Works, is our guest on This Week in America. Peter, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
So much to talk about, and it's so important, and nursing homes, of course, being in the news recently, so a lot to get into. Let's first of all start about it. This is a great concept you have because this really answers a lot of questions from a lot of different perspectives in easy to understand language. Where did you get the idea to write this book?
Well, it happened when I was doing my internship back in 2002 at Townhouse Extended Care. I was doing the internship, which is what New York State and most states require you to do in order for one of the main steps in order to become a nursing home administrator. There are many steps. And so I had to write this sort of like a thesis.
Yes.
As to the flow of information in nursing homes to prove to New York State Health Department that I know that I've learned what a nursing home administrator does, and basically to convince them that I am worthy of being a nursing home administrator. And that that I understand fully what a nursing home is all about. And over the years, I've tweaked this information, updated it, because it changed. A lot of things change every year. I learned from a lady who had an educational doctor from Columbia University. So it was a very well planned out, detailed and comprehensive internship that I did. And basically, I lost my job a few years ago because in the past 4 years, our nation has closed 555 nursing homes. And that has to do with the people who plan budgets. Basically, with the advent of assisted living, they're trying to push people into assisted living and away from nursing homes. But nursing homes still provide a higher quality of care that many people still need, so they are still necessary.
Yes.
I want to prove to the world and show the world that nursing homes are a worthy institution and that they can deliver a high-level quality of care, and to sort of reveal the hidden mysteries of what goes on in a nursing home.
Well, and people are concerned about that because as they're looking at I'm talking about putting a family member in, they have all sorts of questions, and you answer those in your book, How a Nursing Home Works, Peter Busacca, our guest on the program. It's very comprehensive, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's very detailed and comprehensive. You see what the professional in each department goes through and the knowledge, skills, and abilities that they have and what they have to perform. And it's a book for everyone, whether you work in a nursing home or want to work in a nursing home or want to work in healthcare, or if you're a resident and are still capable of reading, or if you are a loved one of a resident and want to know more about what's going on or what should be going on. It really brings to the forefront of the importance of nursing homes and what they do. And I got some feedback from certified nurse's assistant from the state of Illinois, and she had thought about becoming a nurse, and then she read the chapter on social work, and she saw that there's so much more that a social worker does than what she thought, and now she wants to become a social worker.
Interesting. So I mentioned healthcare. You can look at all of the different aspects of healthcare in reading Peter's book. You mentioned something about sort of coming into the common discussion now, assisted living. You've got nursing homes. You've got an aging population. You've got all of the coronavirus now entered into this, into the discussion as well. Is there a crisis that's about to happen, or possibly we are in the middle of a crisis now?
Hopefully we're in the middle and it's coming to an end soon.
Boy, I hope so. I hope so.
But if you look back over time in the history of humanity, and you look at the, you know, nowadays you can hop on a jet and you're in China within about 12 hours or so. So you can hop around the world within a day. But if you look back to some of the pandemics that have occurred over history, like the Black Death of the 1300s. It was another 169 years before we had another pandemic, which was smallpox in the early 1500s, which lasted up until almost 1800. And then it was another 82 years that before another pandemic, yellow fever, which was in the late 1800s, and then another 37 years or so when we had the Spanish flu of 1918 to 1919, and then another 62 years. So as time goes on, the pandemics get closer and closer. So we come to 1981, we have the HIV/AIDS pandemic, and then you go to 2009, and you have the H1N1 flu, which lasted about a year. And then 4 years later, we had Ebola, 2014 to 2016, and then 3 years later, we now have COVID-19.
Yes.
So if you follow the mathematical progression, there should be another pandemic crisis in a year and a half, 2 years or so. And with the bacteria and viruses genetically re-engineering themselves into stronger beings, and throwing themselves at humanity, we have to overcome these crises. A lot of that is with blood testing. You have to identify the disease and talk about the COVID-19 blood testing. The most accurate is the blood test as opposed to the swab tests. There's the serum antibody test where they take blood out of your arm or some part of your body.
Oh, yes.
And they test it in a highly, highly expensive scientific instrumentation, and that's more accurate than the swab test, which can be done in the nursing home. And then you have the polymerase chain reaction, or the PCR test, which detects the COVID virus. So they put that sample in the scientific instrument to test the blood, and it takes about an hour, hour and a half for the scientific instrument to analyze the base pairs of the RNA to identify it as the COVID-19 virus. So that test takes like about an hour and a half to produce once it's in the scientific instrument. With our great scientists and medical laboratory technologists, we're beating these pandemics as they come hitting us, and they're just coming at a faster rate.
Yes. With us on the program, if you're just joining us, is Peter Busacca. That's B-U-S-A-C-C-A. The book is How a Nursing Home Works. You'll find it at pageturner.us in the bookstore, Amazon, the usual places. I'll give you that list here in a few seconds. When you talk about testing, are there enough tests available for nursing homes? And this has been a hotspot for nursing homes to not only use it for the residents there, but for all of the employees. Are there enough available at this time?
They're producing it. I hear they're working 24 hours a day to produce these tests. And you know, as time goes on, they, you know, some tests just came out like a month and a half ago. Some of the newer tests.
Yes.
Some of these swab tests, and they were finding that some of them were, with the swab test, which is what's done in a nursing home, because they don't have a laboratory where they can afford like a highly accurate scientific instrument that's found in medical laboratories.
Yes.
So the swab tests, they looked to be accurate at first, but then they were finding that some of them were producing false negatives. Which
yes.
means
yes,
that,
I've read that.
Well,
yes.
It's negative. Okay, so the patient doesn't have it, but it was a false negative, which means that the patient really does have
actually it. Actually has it. Yes.
And so I guess they, they're in nursing homes. There are these laboratory services that phlebotomists come to draw blood, and then they take it back to the lab many miles away, and then test the blood. And so in a day or so later, the nursing home gets the result. But this is unfortunately what has happened with some of these swab tests. They aren't as accurate as the highly scientific instrument analyzers.
Yes. If someone, boy, I don't know where the time is going. So many questions and so much to talk about in Peter's book, How a Nursing Home Works. If someone has a loved one in a nursing home, what are some of the questions that they should be asking, the observations they should be making, if they can even get into the nursing home? Because these are, they keep saying unprecedented times, but that's really the expression that needs to be used. What should they be looking for? What questions should they be asking?
Well, it depends on where the problem is.
Yes.
You know, is the problem with food? It says here on the menu that my mother should be getting a French croissant, but instead she's getting a jelly donut. It depends. Yeah, in a nursing home, there's so many departments, and that people just don't think about off the top of their head. But you know, the book will, depending on where the problem is, you just read the chapter on that department in the book to help you sift out where the problem may be or may lie, and complain to the appropriate department. And, of course, the nurses who are there on the floor. Most of the nursing homes are quarantined, so visitors can't get in. And so you have all these people speaking to their loved one through the window, the side window, or
yes.
Maybe they have access to these boom trucks where maybe they're a tree cutter and they have a boom and they get in the bucket and raise themselves up to the second or third floor so they can like speak to their loved one through the window. You know, who knows, maybe they'll be using drones with cameras,
We're probably pretty close to that. And now that you mentioned it, somebody will get that idea and will do that to try to be able to monitor what's happening inside the facility. The book is laid out so well, and as Peter mentioned, you can go to strict nutritional standards. You can see that. The social workers, I mean, it is all laid out. It's easy to read. The book is How a Nursing Home Works by Peter Busacca. That's Busacca. I want to ask you, talk in the book about the long-term care continuum. Describe that and talk about that and the importance of having this discussion.
Yes, as a person gets older, their abilities of daily living sort of decrease. So what tends to go first is sort of the mathematical ability, writing checks out and paying bills, and then sort of brain function decreases. You would then have, hopefully a child or a brother or sister take over your finances, or oversee your finances, and then you may need help in the home. So you have home care and home health home health aides. The next level would be like assisted living, where you're paying out of your pocket, or long-term care insurance. But there are different levels of assisted living. What's called an ADL, which is assisted living program, an ALP, I'm sorry, ALP, which is a Medicaid-based program, but you have to spend down and essentially become poor to get into one of those. And then there's the private pay, and there's like an ultra luxury assisted living, which is like $250 or more a day. And of course, there's like the medical model assisted living programs, like Sunrise Assisted Living. But when you're looking at a nursing home, where you have to have been in a hospital for 3 days, and the doctor says, okay, you're going to need more care, but more likely you're in the hospital for a week or two, depending on your condition, and then the doctor says, okay, you've used up your hospital days, so now you're going to need more care. We'll have to put you in a nursing home. It may only be for a week or two or three, or maybe for the rest of your life, depending on your condition and your comorbidities. And so when you're looking for a nursing home, you want to go to Medicare.gov and then type in the search box nursing home compare, and there are 1-star nursing homes, 2-star nursing homes, 3-star nursing homes, which are average, 4-star nursing homes, which are better, and 5-star nursing homes, which are the best. And when you go into that nursing home compare in Medicare.gov, you'll see the overall rating. And, of course, you want to try to get into a 3-, 4-, 5-star
yes.
nursing home. But to break down that overall star rating of a potential of 5 stars maximum, they look at the health inspection or the survey that the state health department conducts once a year. There's also staffing, you know, is the nursing home well-staffed or not? And then the quality measures, there are various quality measures which have come about in the past 20 years, which indicates the quality of care. And
there's a lot of crucial, and we're giving people a lot of information. All of this and much more is in Peter's book. It's How a Nursing Home Works. Peter Busacca, our guest on the program. The book is available at Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner's Bookstore, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia and New Zealand. Time going by quickly. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back much more with Peter to talk about the book, How a Nursing Home Works. We're back after these messages. Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, Peter Busacca, our guest on the program, author of the book, How a Nursing Home Works, book available, pageturner.us in the bookstore, Amazon, all the usual places. Let's talk about, as we're looking around, we see the mom and pop nursing homes. Used to be one down the street from where I lived growing up, and some of our relatives ended up staying there. Do they still exist in an era of decreased funding and a lot of national chains, basically starting national names, church organizations, mom and pops, do they even still exist today?
I haven't seen any lately, and if there are any left, they're probably not going to be in business much longer.
Yes,
because of the decreased funding. You need these large organizations, which have a, you know, they have 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 nursing homes in their organization, and they have, with that, they have a greater economy of scale, so they could buy, say, a roll of toilet paper much cheaper than you and I can if we go to the supermarket. So they need that economy of scale, and this is what, so the push has been to increase the efficiency, the financial efficiency of nursing homes over the past 20 years or so. The mom, in last October, they went to a new payment method called the patient-driven payment model, it took away a lot of the profit, which was in physical therapy and occupational therapy, which no longer exists. That profit doesn't exist. But now, all of a sudden, comes this COVID crisis, and you know, the nursing homes are running out of personal protective equipment. And so the government's now spending money, you know, just throwing money at nursing homes so they can get the job done. This whole issue will be looked at. Yes, it's the COVID that created the crisis, but was it also the decrease in payments
yes.
to nursing homes, which sort of added to them not being able to respond as quickly as possible to this crisis.
Money always comes up, and you do an excellent job in the various categories in talking about it. In the several minutes we have left here, talk about Medicare, Medicaid funding of nursing homes. Describe that, the difference, and how difficult it is to get some assistance in paying the bill.
Yeah. Well, once you leave the hospital and enter a nursing home, Medicare pays 100% for the first 20 days. Day 21 to day 100, Medicare pays 80%, and you have to pay the 20%. And then if you still need a nursing home, skilled nursing facility care, day 101, you would go into Medicaid, where essentially you become a ward of the state. Or if you have enough money, this is where it can get complex and you need an elder care lawyer. You have to spend down, and so you're paying so many days out of your bank account, and if you still own property, that property has to get sold, but if your spouse is still living, they get to stay in the home. And this is where it gets kind of complex, and you need the attention of an elder care lawyer. But essentially, Medicaid is a program for the not wealthy.
Right, right.
Put it that way.
Most of us, yes.
And if you are wealthy then, and you still need the nursing home care, then you have to spend down until you become poor. I think you're allowed at this time about $15,000 in the bank. You can still keep that in the bank, but depending on your situation and if your spouse is still alive, you need the attention of an elder care lawyer because it can get quite complex, the Medicaid laws.
Well, this is why your book is so helpful. When you look at finances and then you look at finding the right care for yourself or for a loved one, you mentioned the star system of gradings. Are some nursing homes better than others? You'll find all of that information, what to look for in Peter's book, How a Nursing Home Works. About a minute or so left in the program, you sort of look at the problem and you wonder, are there enough nursing homes to handle what's coming at us in the future, which all of us in this boomer category may be looking at these facilities here in the future. Do we have enough?
Well, for the moment, we do. And with the number of deaths, I know in New York State here, I believe it's over 5,000 residents have died. But think about that, 5,000.
That's amazing.
That's 50, 100-bed nursing homes. So now, will New York State say, well, there were 5,000 less patients, will we now have to close 50, 100-bed nursing homes? Or will we still keep them alive for the baby boomers that are coming right down the road? Because the baby boomers now are in their late 50s, 60s, and early 70s, and they're going to start needing, that big glut of our population is going to start needing nursing home care in the near future. So it's there are nursing homes in the Midwest that are losing $24 a day on each patient. So you calculate times 100 beds times 364 days a year, and they're losing like $389,000 a year.
Unsustainable, and that's something you had to deal with. And it's all encompassing. The book is How a Nursing Home Works by Peter Busacca. That's Busacca. Book available at pageturner.us. In their bookstore, you'll find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Great to get information if you're contemplating a nursing home, if you have a loved one, if you're entering healthcare. I mentioned in the beginning, the fastest growing sector of the economy. Young person looking for something, here's an option. It's laid out very well. It's laid out meticulously. You'll get all the information in language that you can understand. Peter, it's been great having you with us on the program today. I know you've been working with Paige Turner in getting the book published out there and into the general public. What's that experience been like in working with Paige Turner?
It's been pretty good. I just want to say one last thing.
Sure.
10 years from now, around 2030, we're going to be $200,000 some odd doctors short of what we need. So we need more doctors, and even today we need more nurses. So, and that's why physicians' assistants have sprung up, because doctors have to see more patients and they need people to help them analyze what's wrong with the patient. So we have physician assistants, and some doctors' offices have nurse practitioners. But 10 years from now, we're going to be 219,000 physicians short of what we're going to need then. And we're already short of nurses right now. I was talking to a nurse from the Philippines yesterday. She found my book, and she may be coming to this country.
Well, there's so many different
things aren't easy, and they're not going to get easier, any easier.
No, so many elements of this when you're thinking about this, and I'm just talking about enough beds, and you're looking at it from the administration standpoint. Do we have the medical people to handle this aging population? How a Nursing Home Works, Peter Busacca, our guest on the program. Again, just a few seconds here in working with Paige Turner. What's that been like? Because now you're in the business aspect of book writing. You've written the book. You've done the creative part. Now you've got to get it published and out in the hands of the public. What's that been like?
It's been pretty good. James Adler, my book agent, he's done a very good job. He's very diplomatic, and hopefully it'll be a big seller.
Well, and it should be. This is a book that touches so many lives in so many different ways, How a Nursing Home Works. Peter Busacca, our guest on the program. Googling that's B-U-S-A-C-C-A. A book at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, pageturner.us. All of that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Peter, thank you again for being on the program. Great having you with us. Great information. Excellent job on the book. Thank you for spending some time with us on the program.
And I thank you.
You're welcome. Hopefully we can do this again. So much more to talk about. How a Nursing Home Works. Peter Busacca, our guest. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, pageturner.us. Link onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.